Welcome to Masecha Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Part 2. So we saw yesterday that the Mishnah quoted two different situations where the Da'iraisa, the biblical halacha, only incorporates two cases, but the Rabbanan expanded it into four. And today we'll see two additional cases. The Mishnah continues, we had this Mishnah Masecha Shabbos, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayin Shehein Arba. When it comes to the Isser of Hoitza'ah, of taking objects from one property to another property, the Torah only gives two Isurim, and the Rabbanan expanded those two to four prohibitions. The two that are explicit in the Torah is if someone's standing in Rishus HaRabim in public property, they stretch out their hand into Rishus HaYachid into private property, and they take an object that's in the private property and they bring it into Rishus HaRabim into public property. That is case number one. And case number two is if somebody is standing in Rishus HaYachid in private property, and he takes something from the private property and he puts it into Rishus HaRabim, into public property, those are considered asur midoraisa. That's Hoitza'ah, the prohibition of taking an item from one property to another, min ha-Torah. However, the Rabbanan expanded it to a situation of a person who's standing in Rishus HaYachid in private property. He reaches out his hand into Rishus HaRabim, into public property, and he takes the object that's in public property into his Rishus HaYachid, where he is, into the private property. Or additionally, case number two, or maybe really case number four, if a person is standing in Rishus HaRabim in public property, and he takes an object that's there and he brings it into Rishus HaYachid, into private property, that also is in the Isser of Hoitza'ah. So that's the third case that we saw, where two expands into four. What's the fourth case? Says the Mishnah, Maris Negoim Shnayin Shehin Arba. When it comes to the appearance of a Negav Tzaras, we know Tzaras is some type of physical ailment on the skin usually that manifests a spiritual malady. And we know that midoraisa, the halacha is that it's only aser, the Torah lists se'es or baharis. Se'es and baharis are two different shades of white. So the example is the following. Se'es, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says it's white like the shell of an egg. And the Rabbanan added an additional shade, which is white like wool. Baharis, the biblical prohibition is that it's white like snow, and the tolda, the one that's added to that, is if it's white kisid ha-heichal, like the plaster of the heichal of the sanctuary in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, the Rabbanan expanded the two into four. Let's see Mishnah Beis and Mishnah 2. This Mishnah goes back to the concept of the idea of Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshim, of coming into the Beis HaMikdash when one is tummy, let's just say. Says the Mishnah, Kol sheyesh ba yediyah betchila. Before a person, let's say, ate a karban, or walked into the Beis HaMikdash, he knew that he had touched a sheretz, a dead vermin, a dead bug or insect, which makes him tamei. Says the Mishnah, v'yediyah b'saif, and then he doesn't remember necessarily that he touches it, and he eats the karban, or he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, and then he remembers that he was tamei. V'helam b'inotayim, but there was a moment of forgetfulness, a period of time of forgetfulness. From when he ate the karban or he walked into the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't realize he was tummy. Says the Mishnah, Hareza ba'oil v'yar, that's the classic case that a fellow has to bring a karban out of the yar. We saw in the first Mishnah, a karban that depends on a person's resources, how wealthy they are, if they have to bring an animal, a bird, or even a meal offering. Continues the Mishnah, yesh ba yediya b'tchila ve'ein yediya b'saif. That means before he ate the karban or walked into the Beis HaMikdash, he knew that he was tummy, but then he totally forgot that he was tummy. Says the Mishnah, so he doesn't know that he's tamei. He didn't know he does an iser at all. Then sa'ir hanasa bifnim, the special animal that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would bring in sprinkle it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holy, via makipurim, and the essence and the holiness of the day of Yom Kippur itself, toila, that at least pushes off any punishment for doing this prohibition, ad sheyivod alei, until he is notified that he ate the carbon or walked into the Beis HaMikdash, v'yavi ba'oil v'yayrid, and then he could bring a carbon oil v'yayrid. What happens if the person never finds out? So Mar teaches us that the Misa, that the death itself, atones for the person, and when he comes to Shemayim, he has a clean slate. On that note, wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.